John's, Mom John's.
Hi, welcome to Mom John's. I have Allie, Instagram, Allie Marie White. Today we are going to talk about the shit no one tells you about being pregnant. So, dudes, if you don't want to hear about leaky titties or mucus plugs, get the fuck out of my room, please. Anyways, hi, Allie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Also, FYI, Allie is preggers with twinsies right now.
Two babes.
I mean, Twinkies.
Twinkies. They're the Twinkies right now.
I can't wait to meet them.
Me too.
So, we're going to get straight to it. Mm-hmm. And I need to know, because I don't, even among like pregnant friends, I don't ever talk about like the dad's reaction, you know, mm-hmm. like baby daddy, what did he say? Like, I remember when I found out, I was super bored. We'd only been in this house. I just bought a house. We moved in Wednesday, and Saturday I was like, I didn't get my period this morning, so I'm going to just like take a pregnancy test. And Scotty was outside like drinking with his friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Scotty, you need to come here right now. And well, first I called my mom. Because I was like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, is this two lines? Because it was like 11 p.m. And they say you got to pee on the stick in the morning. Yeah, and I definitely did it at night. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Scotty came in. He was like, what? Shut up. No way. And then he went back outside. And I was like,
that's it.
Maybe that's how this is supposed to be. I don't know.
Not ideal. So with the first time with Thomas, my first pregnancy, Ryan, we had gone out to dinner and I threw up on the way home.
Did you guys eat wings?
Yes.
I remember you telling me that.
And I'm like, why did I throw up after wings? This is so weird. And when on the ride home, I'm thinking like, when was the last time I had my period? Like, I don't even remember. And so when we got home, thankfully I had a pregnancy test there, and Ryan, I took it and it said positive. Like first minute it was on there. And I was shaking and I told Ryan and he goes, no, you're not. I'm going to watch TV. Bye. And I was like, what? This is not what I envisioned as like happening after I told my husband that I was pregnant. With this time, I was kind of thinking that I was pregnant before I even was. So I had mentioned it to him so that like he would know, but with twins, the pregnancy test was...
Yeah, you got a double reaction.
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah, the first time I found out just I was pregnant in general, he took it a lot better. So I was a little bit happier about that. But then when we were in the ultrasound room and they were scanning my belly, I saw the white blob and then another white blob. And I was like, oh, shit. And then she goes, well, how do you feel about two babies? And I was like, what? And Ryan goes, I fucking knew it. Like, he had a dream a couple nights before that, like, we were having twins. And then he heard a radio ad that said, like, buy your new car here because, and then it cut to a guy going, surprise, you're having twins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, like, the week before we found out that happened, since then, it's kind of been, I feel like the few weeks after we found out, he was very quiet and like trying to figure out what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Just being pregnant the first time and then having twins the second time. But
three babies under three.
Mm-hmm.
Party.
Yeah, for sure. Toddler party.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's how it went for us. It was a surprise.
Yeah. And Facebook's so misleading because you see these like video compilations of dads and they're like, really? Oh my God. And
I'm so like, excited. Yeah, Ryan's like, no, you're not. Bye.
I was like, did you tell me to shut up?
Did you just turn around and go and talk to your friends? Like, what do you say after that?
Yeah. I was just like, all right, well, I guess I'll call my mom back.
I didn't tell anybody. I think I was weird for like a week after I found out this time because I felt like I was like avoiding people because I was like, I'm going to have to tell them I'm pregnant again.
I thought you were so mad at me because you asked me to do your hair and I like just couldn't. Like there was never a good time.
Yeah.
And I was like, she fucking hates me, man. And you're like, okay, I haven't been avoiding you because like anything's wrong, but like I got to tell you this. And I was like, I thought
you hated me.
No.
Not at all. No, it was just, I'm not good at hiding secrets. So.
Okay.
I kind of just avoided people in general, so
that's okay.
It happens.
Is like my pregnancy, I feel like it's super misleading because people are always like, God, I had so much morning sickness. Mm-hmm. I never had that. I would get like randomly nauseous at like 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that was bullshit. And I also had a headache every day for like the first 16 weeks. And everyone's like, I talk about it and then people are like, oh yeah. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Nobody told me that.
Nobody says anything about that.
Like a little warning would have been nice. You
it's
know?
Normal. Yeah. With Thomas, and one of the things that I had noticed with Thomas that I was nauseous from start to finish, like the whole pregnancy. Ugh. And it wasn't just in the morning, because they call it morning sickness. It was so fucking misleading. Like, it's all day sickness, and it doesn't just happen in the first trimester.
There's a name for that, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like a hyperemesis gravidum, but I feel like that's like when you're vomiting like uncontrollably and you're like dehydrated and stuff. I don't know if that's like considered that, but it's just like the whole time. With this one, surprisingly, with twins, I'm more nauseous but not vomiting as much as the one I had with Thomas.
You made me laugh when you're like, I just puked. I think it was because of a terrible Uber ride.
It was literally the worst Uber ride. So I was in California for a work conference in April, and I was like 10 weeks pregnant with my twins. And we took a Uber to Laguna Beach because we had an afternoon off, and the Uber ride back was so bad. And we stopped at In-N-Out because my friend had never been there, and it's great. So we get to the In-N-Out, and I'm like running out of the Uber, and projectile vomited all over that bathroom, and I felt so bad because I'd only had a smoothie that morning, and so like it was literally all like liquid. Sorry for TMI if anybody gets cursed out really easily.
There's gonna be no TMI on this episode.
but it was all over everything, walls, like toilet, floor, everything. And I went up to the girl.
Dicky.
Yeah, it's true. I was like, I'm really sorry. I know people hate this, but I kind of puked everywhere. I hate to tell you.
Did you give her a disclaimer? Like,
yeah, I was like,
I'm
pregnant.
First people that knows I'm pregnant, by the way.
I was like, I'm pregnant. And then she made another girl go in there and clean it up.
Bitch.
Asshole.
She just started 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, she's a new girl. High school. I don't know.
I paid my dues for sure.
Sorry, yeah. Chick.
I do not like envy people that have that kind of sickness. I was like, give me a headache the whole pregnancy. I don't care, because I've talked about this on episodes before. I fucking hate throwing up.
Like, yeah, it's the worst. You have like a fear of throwing up, don't
you?
I do.
And yeah. I just got like, I was puking all the beginning of this week, and I was like, I don't know how people do this when they're pregnant.
I feel like, and I just told Ryan at dinner, like as soon as I start eating, like every time with this pregnancy, I feel like I'm gonna throw up, but then I just like push through it because I have to eat, and it usually just goes away. I don't know what it is. It's just the weirdest
placebo
thing. Yeah, you're freaking myself
mind
out.
Over matter, I guess.
I have no idea.
Speaking of, one of the worst things someone's told you
revolves
around what I was about to say,
yeah,
but it was really just off your pregnancy symptoms. What is it?
The one that I told you the other day. So literally two people have said this to me when they found out that I was pregnant with twins. They said, well, at least it's not me and it's you. I'm like,
that's
thanks.
Fucking infuriating for more than
one
reason.
Yeah.
First of all, there's so many girls, which the people that this affects, you're fucking queens. Seriously. There's so many people out there in the world that can't get pregnant. So go eat a bag of dicks, because to tell me that, like, just say, wow, sucks for you. If you're going to be an asshole, don't be passive aggressive.
Yeah, I'm glad it's you and not me. Like,
yeah. Next time, make someone feel stupid and be like, oh yeah, well, I'm sorry. There's tons of people out there suffering with infertility.
Right. I mean, it could have been like a fertility treatment, because twins happen very frequently with fertility treatments. So like people like beg and plead for this. And for us, it was just like a happy accident, but like how rude. And both of these people were probably in their 60s, like older ladies. So
you know better. Go eat shit.
Yeah. Ugh. Both of them have kids. One actually has a set of twins herself, which is crazy.
So what the fuck is that?
I know.
God. That doesn't give you room to say it, because you have them.
Like, whatever.
I don't get it. The worst thing that was ever said to me when I was pregnant, and it was from a client at work, and I actually was like definitely a dick back to her. But she walked in the salon and she looked at me, and I'm 9 months pregnant.
Like,
I'm
real pregnant.
Done. And at the end, I was just like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
My hormones were insane. And she goes, oh, that thing needs its own zip code. And I was like, yeah, that's entirely inappropriate. And I wanted to really just say,
turn around and go home.
Yeah, get out of my face, you asshole. But I told my boss, I was like, yeah, I kind of had to like set blah, blah, blah a little bit straight. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that was awkward, but I mean, like, its own zip code. Fuck you.
And like, people that ask people who are like very pregnant, like, are you sure it's not twins? Or like, are you sure there's only one baby in there? Like, I worked in the hospital, so I saw a lot of people all the time. And like, I have a really long torso. So even when I was 9 months pregnant, I didn't look 9 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. Whereas a girl I used to work with, like, super short torso, at like 6 months, she looks like she's 9 months. Yeah. Like, she's huge. And like, people all the time are like, how long do you have left? Like, stop.
I don't remember who told me this. I feel like it's someone I might well know well enough to where they potentially would listen to this. So I hope I have it accurately. But I know that I don't remember if they got a C-section or had just had a baby, but they were actually at the Healthy Home Market looking at lactation teas. And someone asked when she was due, and she was like, I just had my baby. And this bitch said, are you sure they didn't leave one in there? Oh. There is nothing worse than your body or your feelings towards your body, like the first, couple weeks to months, yeah. Honestly. And like, that's something no one ever talks about either. Like,
no.
People are always like, God, I wish I had your motivation for the gym. I'm like, no, you don't, because it's fucking dark where my motivation comes from.
Yeah,
it's
well, like, before I got pregnant with my twins, I lost 20 pounds because, funny enough, the same person that said, I'm glad it's happening to you and not me, was the same person that asked me in January if I was pregnant, and I was not pregnant. Jesus and I was Christ. Like, I fucking look like I'm pregnant. Like, I really need to work hard. I lost 20 pounds between January and end of February.
Yeah, you were working really hard. Mm-hmm.
And then I found out pregnant with twins.
Yeah, and that exhaustion is no joke. So working out is the last thing you want to do.
It was the worst. And that's the biggest symptom that I've had with this pregnancy, is I'm just like fucking tired all the time, like 24/7.
Yeah, but like, I underestimated how tired you could get. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one day, definitely in my first trimester, I was driving home at like 5:30, mm-hmm. and I had to call Scotty because I thought, like, I was dozing off when I was driving. You're gonna sleep. Ugh. And I fucking did nothing all day. Like, I remember I wasn't busy at work because I was consciously like thinking, are you falling asleep while you're driving right now?
Yeah.
And you just can't defeat it.
It's just all day, every day. I'm only 16 weeks, and today we are kind of like running all over because we don't have Thomas. He's at our in-law's house. And we're just kind of running all the errands. It is so much easier to do without a toddler in tow. And we really just kind of went here and there, and I'm like exhausted today. It's just like, we really haven't done that much. And I'm like,
it gets you, man.
Yeah.
It I'll does. Sleep
good tonight.
Do you get like really vivid dreams? When
I haven't really, and I've never really had a ton of dreams in the first place, so like, I'm not one of those people that remember their dreams a lot, but specifically I can't remember any right at the moment.
I had this one, I swore I was having a boy. Like, I do remember you saying that, and I was like, I wasn't even like, holy shit, I'm pregnant. I was like, yo, I'm gonna have a son. Like, this is gonna be rad. I was like, and yeah, I don't know why I had that feeling, but I kept having these dreams. And one of them, do you ever see Broad City? Mm-mm. There's like this episode where they're like cleaning this dude's apartment, like half naked for money to get like Lil Wayne tickets or something. Oh my God. And he's like in this sweater, and he like keeps creeping around the corner. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, dude, pay up. We're done. And he's like, I don't have any money.
Ew.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I'm just a little baby. I don't have any money. It's just so weird the way he says it. But in my dream, I have a girl,
right,
and she's in this like pink floral onesie, and they take her for some tests, mm-hmm. and then they bring her back, and she's like triple the size, and
so Thomas's size.
Yes. And they bring her, they're like, all right, we just got to take her for one more test. And they take her away, and this like grown ass man comes in my room in the same pink floral onesie. And I was like, where the fuck is my kid? And he's like, I swear I'm yours.
Oh no, like, that's horrifying.
I was like running through the hospital, and I was like, nurse, nurse. He's like, I swear I'm your baby. Let's go home. And I woke up, and I was like, no.
This is not my baby.
No, it was so scary.
No.
But yeah, I don't remember any others than that, but I know I kept having them.
Yeah. I feel like a couple weeks ago I had like super vivid dreams, but if I don't like write them down or type them up, like I never ever remember them. So I probably have had some, but I don't remember what they are.
Yeah, I feel like there's an app, and I had them in there, and then I deleted the app without thinking of, like, saving any of that kind of stuff.
That would be helpful. Yeah, they have, like, dream journals that you can write all that stuff in.
That's exactly what it was. Like, it was, like, the Ovia app or whatever.
Oh, they have one on there? I have that app, but I don't...
I didn't know how to fucking use it. I just, like, looked at it, and I was, like...
five of them.
Same. And they all said something different.
Yeah, that's why, like, I have, like, five of them, because I'm like, what's this one say today, like, or this week?
Yeah, it's, like, my baby's got fingernails, and then, yeah, it would, like, tell me something really scary, and then I'm, like... I don't think a woman made this app.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Well, it's weird because, like, sizes are, like, way different. So I'm like, maybe they're taking, like, 16 weeks at the beginning of the week. And then maybe, like, this one's saying 16 weeks at the end of the week for the size. I don't know. But
I don't know.
It's so confusing.
Everything's confusing. Even, like, being a mom is confusing.
You don't know what to believe.
Did you do more than one baby shower? Or did you just do one? You did?
We did, how many, like, three for Thomas? Because we had, like, one separate one for friends, one that we did for family, and then I had one at work.
Oh, okay.
So we had, like, three of them, but hopefully with this one we can just knock it out with one, because that's exhausting.
It's so exhausting, and we had so many people at ours, because ours were, like, gender reveal, too.
Oh, yeah, you did have, like, the joint one, right?
Yeah, and,
there's a ton of people.
I was, like, so thankful for everything we got. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, a given.
Yeah.
But, like, some of the people, actually really not the people at the shower, is more, like, clients that would bring stuff. And especially, like, the older clients, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, did you get my gift? I'm like, yeah, bitch, you, like, handed it to me. And I'm, like, realizing that people have these insane expectations for you to write thank you cards. Yeah. And it's, like, first of all.
Bitch, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. I don't have time for it. My joints are swollen. So I'm not picking a pin up.
No.
And also, I said thanks.
Yeah, so, like, I give you a hug, I say thanks. Like, I don't know what more you want from me.
I didn't realize that people had, like, such high expectations to, like, receive something like that from someone who is 8 months into a pregnancy.
I feel like that's a Southern thing. Like, I feel like everybody down South writes notes, like, thank you notes for everything.
No, man. Yeah, I had someone, a client, which, I mean, I always think they're sweet,
mm-hmm.
but I also, like, wouldn't have my feelings hurt if someone didn't send me one.
I fill them out, and I never want to get the address or put stamps and shit on it and put it in the mail.
Nora is a year and a half old, and I swear if you open the drawer over there, there's written thank you notes from my baby shower that I'm sorry, guys. Thank you.
I think we wrote Scotty a thank you note for something, probably his birthday, and it sat on our kitchen table for months. No, and it's dude, not like
just saying,
we don't see you all the time. Thanks. We just always forget. And no. I was like, I'm just throwing this away. Like,
no, yeah. You don't even have to say thanks. I know you're thankful. But I'm like, I'm 8 months pregnant.
Why would you expect me to do this?
Yeah, I don't get it. One of the other things too that was insane to me was the epidural.
Mm.
Because, like, one of my friends, Allie, was like, my doctor told me to watch a video. And, like, I, even though I'm so heavily tattooed,
mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with needles. Like, getting my blood taken at all those doctor's visits, yeah. I was like, ugh. And she, like, started watching it. And I was like, it's honestly making me.
They made you watch a video? Allie people was like, get you an like, getting an epidural?
Allie said her doctor recommended she watch it. And no. I watched part of it with her. And I just, like, started gagging.
Yeah,
like,
you
I,
can't do that.
Mm-mm.
As and, a nurse, mm-mm, don't do that.
Yeah, and, like, I have no idea what went in my back.
You don't want to know.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah.
But
they didn't tell me to do that. I said, to my husband, like, the epidural was not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, people hype
not
you the fuck
at
up.
All. It was bullshit. Fine. The only thing that sucked is, like, I started to get in contraction halfway through, and I told her, and she stopped and finished contraction. It was done. It was so worth it. Like, so worth it.
Yeah. I wouldn't get another one, I don't think.
No?
But you know my, like, for people that don't know, I'm going to fly through this really fucking quick, but my epidural worked way too much, which I already was almost not a candidate for one because my platelet count was so low.
Yeah.
And I was like 10 points above where I needed to be to even receive one. But I was like, give it to me. The shit sucked. I'd already been in labor for like 18 hours.
Yeah. I had a long labor.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We're about the same. And, well, yours is a few hours. Yours mm-hmm. is quite a bit longer than mine. Either way. But after like 18 hours of labor, I'm like, yo, give me the fucking epidural. Yeah. And I remember they came and gave me Pitocin because my contractions stopped, mm-hmm. and they gave me another ballast in my epidural. And I was like, I don't think you should do that. I can't feel anything. This
Why
is
did
not
she just give you one?
She was like, trust me, honey, you don't want to feel these. And I was like, I can't feel these contractions. Like, I feel nothing. And then, literally my daughter just like fell out. Like my contractions yeah. were so strong you for so no long and I felt nothing. And, yeah, it was it terrifying.
Probably freaked you out. Yeah.
It was terrifying because it was like a fucking SWAT team walking it, running in there yeah. because I hit my nurse up. I was like, yo, I feel really nauseous because like my jaw started to feel like it was waking up.
Mm.
And, to me, that was like me feeling nauseous.
Like it was something different. Like yeah. you were weird. Yeah.
And, I thought my monitor fell off because my contractions, it had been because they were so big. My tummy mm-hmm. was getting really tiny. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I see your monitor doing something weird. I'm on my way. And she mm-hmm. walks in and lifts a blanket. And my fucking kids, not a little bit out.
Like all the way
the
out.
The way
That's
out.
Insane.
Yeah. And I just, and of course my entire family's in the room. So they no. fucking start running out and nurses, like there was probably 30 people in my room in under 30 seconds. Ooh. And Nora didn't cry. So I'm like, yeah, you're like, is she oh, okay? Shit. Scotty's having a fucking panic attack. Like he's got his hands over his head and he's just pacing. He's going, oh.
I feel like in certain situations he'd be terrible. Love you, Scotty.
That one, but yeah, he was just like dealing with his yeah. own shit on the other side.
Not worried about you at all.
And I was like, is she okay? And then no one answered me. And I said it like three more times. And I finally like, I sat myself up with my arms. I was like, is my fucking baby breathing? And yeah. this nurse was like, oh my God, she's perfect. She's perfect. It's okay. I'm sorry. This never happens. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Can you talk to me, please?
Yeah. I guess I would hope that this never happens. Mm-hmm. I asked the doctor. She, I was like, yo, does this mean I have a really loose vagina? And she like looked at me for a second. I think she like waited for me to laugh. And I was like,
I'm serious.
I was just staring at her like, I need to feel good. And she was like, oh my God, no. She was that's like, hilarious. Everyone gets to 10 centimeters and that's how it works. She's like, you're sitting magically get like to 20.
Tiny. So you're
yeah, she not, was an itty bitty yeah. baby. But that got so off topic and that was way longer than I thought. But yeah, I just would never, I don't think I would do an epidural. Also, mine took like 7 hours to wear off.
Really? Mine wasn't that bad. And we actually had a button that I could push when I started feeling contractions again, and it would give me a bolus of it. So like I did it on my own. Like they never did it for me. So when I would start feeling like some crampy and it wasn't even that bad, I'd be like, button, like here's this. Then they ended up giving me Pitocin, and then Thomas was so ginormous that he almost didn't make it through the birth canal, but the doctor ended up pulling him out, and he set him on my chest, and he literally hit my chin and was, like, all the way down to, like, right above my pubic bone. Like, he was huge, and he weighed almost 9.5 pounds when we had him.
Well, yeah, and I remember going to meet him, and he was in a 3-month onesie, wasn't yeah, he?
He literally never wore anything newborn at all. And you know what pisses me off the most about everything is that my little brother was 2 ounces heavier than him at birth. My dad was like 10 pounds at birth. I'm like, nobody thought to fucking tell me this. Like, nobody thought that it was important that we have like big babies in our family. Like, I could have yeah. been on the lookout for that.
And that's the thing. So they say women control that. Like, basically it's from the woman's side.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Me neither. You find out after, because Scotty was like, oh, that's how much I weighed when Thomas was born. And I was like, never.
And then he shit on him.
Which, huh?
Do you remember that? The first time Scotty held
like,
him.
I shit on Scotty.
No, he was like the first person that held Thomas out of like the friend group, and then Thomas shit. And he's like, you can have him back. Yes, Thomas.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I was just like, and actually I was like days pregnant.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I
did. I was like, how
days?
Like she had to be pregnant like as soon as you guys came to see me or like that night. It was just crazy.
Yeah. And so like when Scotty said that, I was like, I'm never having your fucking baby ever.
People said we birthed a toddler. Like he literally was huge.
But he's like right on track now, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's always been like in the higher percentiles. But we since we're having twins, I went out today and bought a bunch of premium newborn stuff, and I'm like, Thomas never even got close to this. Like,
I know. I'm so sad that I'm not gonna find out till you reveal what you're having, because I have a whole gigantic tub of girl clothes for you.
I'm trying to get Ryan to do it sooner rather than later, because next weekend we're, I don't know if we're doing something, then the following week we're in Michigan. So like, I don't know if it's going to be like 3 weeks from now or not.
And they're definitely identical.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. They should be.
Oh my God. That's so cute. I think you're having girls, by the way. Maybe it's just because I really want you to have all those girl clothes.
I'm literally the worst secret keeper ever, so no comment.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I'll drop that. Do you, like, when I got pregnant with Nora, I was vegan. I was vegan for, like, over a year. And I could not stop thinking about Velveeta.
That's the most pregnant thing I've ever heard.
I was like, fuck it, this is how I'm going out, dude. And I ate a whole box of Velveeta, like, to my face in under 45 seconds.
That sounds amazing.
It was so, I still know what that specific box tasted like, like, to this day.
Did you not get sick?
No, which was fascinating. I feel like usually, like,
people that are vegan and they eat non-vegan things.
No, and then I fucked up some sweet and sour chicken, like, the next day, and I fully expected to want to vomit.
Thanks, Nora.
But, yeah. But I didn't realize how strong a pregnancy craving was.
I want cheesecake so bad right now.
That's your craving?
At the moment, yes.
I don't crave cheesecake until it's in my mouth and I'm like, oh yeah, that's good.
So good. Everybody's gonna be super grossed out by my actual craving that's been like the whole pregnancy. It's just soap. Milk. I want milk all the time. Like, just
Allie wanted milk all the time and she was having a girl. Sorry, I'll stop. I'm not looking at you. Just you don't give your secret away. Ew.
I love milk, though.
God. Yeah, that oat milk is the jam. I'm the super hipster with that. Yeah, I'm like super on bandwagon, whatever.
Is that that Ripple milk or whatever it is?
No, that shit is disgusting.
That's sick.
Anyone that says they like that is a fucking liar.
Is it like pea milk or something? How does a pea milk? Like, I don't understand. Like,
pea protein?
Milk. No, I can't fuck with any of that. Like, I just like regular cow's milk for me. Like,
you know, it's like thick and
almond milk. It tastes like nuts. I just obviously because it's almonds, but I hate it. Like, I want peanut butter if I want nuts.
No, dude, you should try oat milk. It's really good. I got some in the fridge if you want some. It's vanilla though. Yeah. I wanted buffalo chicken my entire pregnancy. I think I ate a full pie of buffalo chicken pizza once a week.
A full pie. You're so northern.
It's a pizza pie. Yeah. I fucked heavy with the buffalo sauce, which I didn't like before. Mm-hmm. But like, I could tip a bottle of buffalo sauce upside down if someone handed one to me.
Do you just have like rip roaring heartburn after that?
No, I didn't have heartburn until the end.
I didn't either.
And that was terrible.
Could see how it would be bad. I never really had, knock on wood, I never had heartburn with
you
Thomas.
You gotta straight up sit up. Like, yeah, you can't.
All the time.
It sucks. And I liked mint chocolate chip, which you're an angel. I remember that. Yes. I literally remember the conversation when you were like, what are you doing? And I was like, watching Forensic Files with no pants on. What are you doing? Yeah, you brought me Tony's ice cream.
Do you know the time that I went to get you that Tony's ice cream? I was with Ryan and we went to the like actual store to get it. And only teenage boys work there. And I went over into the thing to get it. And like seven teenage boys like all like swung their heads around and looked at my ass as I was bending over to get your ice cream. So
you're a MILF girl.
You're welcome.
You're a MILF. I'd hit it. I get it.
You.
Sorry. I don't know if being called a MILF is something I'm into or not.
I don't know what to say when people say things like that. I'm just the most awkward person
Do
ever.
Do people say stuff like that to you?
No.
Oh, I was going to say lucky?
In general. No.
Give me MILF compliments, please.
All the time. Hit her Instagram up, Lil John Bit. MILF comments, please.
Yeah, that's it. Just say MILF.
I'm going to put it on every picture.
Okay. Well, there's not. I mean, for as long as I've had Instagram, there's not that many because I get really manic and I'm like, I'm going to delete all these. You can tell that I was, which is another thing I wrote down that I didn't get to. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell that I was like at my fattest. No way. One thing someone said to me one time was, at least you can't tell you're pregnant from the back. And I was like, is that because I look extra fucking pregnant from the front?
No, I think it's because you look quote unquote normal from the back. So like, you can't tell.
No, dude. I was like, I did not take it that way. I was like, okay.
I feel like that's a compliment. I feel like I would take it as a compliment. I don't think you could tell I was pregnant either unless you were in front
of
me.
No, your belly at 9 months was honestly like my belly at 6.
I know. I have like the longest torso ever. Ryan's sister was at Walmart one day when she was pregnant with one of my nieces, and she obviously was super pregnant. And so she was standing with her cart, and the lady behind her was like, "Can't you move up?" And Erin turned around. She's like 8, 9 months pregnant. She's like, "No, I can't." And like looked at her and turned around, and the lady was like, "I'm so sorry." Like, people just don't be dicks.
Yeah. No, don't. Don't be a dick. Don't Unless be a you're dick. Fucking 9 months pregnant and you just need to be a dick, you're allowed
you have
to be a card. Dick.
You can be a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you can play that card
a couple times.
I feel like you can't play that card before 6 months.
Yeah.
Because the first 6 months.
Unless there's a reason.
Yeah. Unless there's a reason. Yeah. But you can't. I don't know, man. Like, I didn't expect anyone to, like, let me go first because I only had one thing at the grocery store mm-hmm. and I obviously was pregnant. I'm gonna fucking wait in line. It's yeah, cool.
It's okay.
There's maybe Broad City will sponsor me. What up? Even though it's over. But there was an episode where she like flips the fuck out on someone for night. It's irrelevant. It doesn't even matter. I'm gonna stop because Alana Wexler will never talk to me.
Not gonna sponsor you. One thing that I didn't realize about pregnancy, and I heard this, and I was like, "That's not a thing." And I don't know if it happened to you. Did your feet grow? I'm not talking about like swelling. Like your feet grew like a shoe size.
I heard that a lot, and that's like the only thing I was prepared for, and it uh-huh. didn't happen.
See, I noticed that like. My shoes in my closet, if I try them on, like, after I had him, like, my shoes are super tight, and it's not because they're swollen, it's just because I think my feet grew, which is weird. I don't know why that would happen.
Yeah, I was in flip-flops my last 3 months, so, yeah. And, like, still was barely fitting in them. My ankles and thighs, just didn't stop until my toes. Like, they were just the same fucking size the whole way down.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but my feet size didn't grow. They were just, like you said, they were just swollen.
Yeah, because I never swelled like during my pregnancy, not like a noticeable amount until after I had him and I had all those fluids and stuff, and mm-hmm. so then I had like humongous ankles, but I never really, I mean, it was hard to get my shoes on, but that was because my belly not really.
Oh yeah, I swelling. 1000% just stopped even trying to put my shoes on.
Ryan had to help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just like plop my foot up on Scotty's stomach me. And I'm like, you do this.
Yeah.
It's the least you can do. You did this to me.
This is your fault.
Yeah. He was pretty. He was good. He
yeah,
was
Brian good never said no to me. Yeah. I also wore compression stockings because I was on my feet like fucking 13 hours a day working inpatient as a nurse.
So smart.
Oh,
I wish I did that.
It saved my life.
Yeah, because at the end, I mean, I was just like crying at the
end. But
they
were intense to get on.
I bet.
Especially by a guy that doesn't know how to put them on. I'm like, you're not doing it right, but I can't help you.
Oh,
he tried.
Yeah, I wish I would have done something like that because I was riding the fucking struggle bus mm-hmm. at the end, just doing hair. And I was pregnant during the holidays, so it's like everyone the wanted their hair done. And I'm like, I'm about to be gone for 2 months. I have to, like, I couldn't say no to people.
Yeah,
you know?
You were like so busy.
God. And I'm, dude. My feet at the end of the day were just like, I could push on them and they would just, it would just stay indented for like a minute.
It's not
and
good. Just,
yeah. I think that means you're dehydrated.
Yeah. It's just not good in general.
It's okay now.
It happens with pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post delivery. Am I skipping anything you want to talk about if I go to this really quick?
Oh, the only other thing I wrote down, which is again, not probably TMI for this podcast, but so much gas when you're pregnant. Like, did you fart like constantly?
I didn't. I mean, I've talked about this God. In the podcast before too. I generally just don't fart a lot. I don't.
Do you burp a lot? It
comes all out the other fucking end? Time. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm so thankful I didn't get gassy because oh I would. God. There's just so much shit you can't control when you're pregnant. Yeah. That's the last thing I needed to
thankfully,
worry about.
I feel like it's just like air. It's not like actual no audible stinky farts. Like you can get away with like walking down the hallway and like doing the walking farts and you're fine, but it's just constant with both pregnancies. It's crazy.
How many times have you farted during this podcast?
I've actually been good because I'm like sitting still. If I'm like up moving around or at night, like in bed when Ryan and I are just chilling and watching TV, like it's disgusting.
So you farted like less than 5 times.
Yeah.
Good to know. You can just give me a little finger raise
just
every
so
time
every
you toot
time toot. Everybody knows that I fart a lot when I'm pregnant. People are going to be avoiding me like, girl farts a lot.
It's following you around with like the temperature cams.
Is that a thing? Does that actually work?
I don't know. I never know. I can't trust the internet anymore. Mm-mm. I don't know if it's like a photo. Can you Photoshop a video? Edited video or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can temperature camera, however you say it.
Have your hand in your eyes.
Because it's a camera.
so funny. No, okay. That's all I had.
So bitches are too private about what actually goes on in the bathroom after you have a baby.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Because no one told me a nurse was going to be squirting blood off my vagina.
And counting how many dirty, like, bloody pads that you produce every day.
No one. Everyone's like, those mesh underwear are so great. Take all of them.
Yeah.
No, bitch. Tell me that I'm going to have to wear witch hazel pads on my vagina for a week. And, like, literally wear an adult diaper.
Yeah, I literally bought a pack of Depends. Yeah, it's just so much easier. Because you're completely covered. I also loved the witch hazel pads, but I kind of was prepared for that because I'm a nurse, so I went through labor and delivery class. It's intense, man. And swelling down there. Did you have a ton of swelling?
I don't know. I couldn't see it.
Also, your belly doesn't go back flat after you have a baby. Surprise, surprise. Like, your belly still looks like...
Your belly doesn't go back to flat.
5 months
unless
pregnant.
Unless you're Lauren fucking Smith.
Yeah,
love she's you, like a fucking MILF, but Jesus Christ. She was in a crop top at my baby shower, and Nicola was like, I don't know, 3 weeks old.
I hate her, but I love her so much because I'm so jealous. Mm. Yeah.
God. I would put a baby in her for sure.
Girl crush.
I hope she listens to this.
She's going to be like,
I'm
going to
know if she did or didn't. Because she's either going to message me on Instagram or she's not.
Yeah. And then we'll feel awkward.
Yeah, dude. My belly was gnarly after. So I didn't even look down. I'm like, if my belly looks like this, I can't even imagine what my fucking vagina looks like right now.
She's just ignorance.
But
love it.
Yeah, I do know that there was no better sensation than that witch hazel pad taking away Stitch's itch.
Hell yeah.
None. So girls, take them from the hospital. Yeah,
take all that you can get.
Yeah.
I got more from the NICU. Thomas actually had low blood sugar, so he had to get transferred to the NICU after we had him. And one of the things that I wasn't prepared for, and even though I'm a nurse, like, I know things happen, but, like, I really didn't want him to go to the NICU. And I don't know why I was so freaked out about that, but, like, they were amazing. And once they got him, like, he was totally fine. Like, he was fine.
Yeah. For some reason, that never popped in my head.
No, like, I never thought about it.
Thinking about the
NICU. Literally never.
And when Nora wasn't breathing, when I thought she wasn't breathing because she was silent, that still never popped in my head. I think because it was just so much chaos, I couldn't think about a logical thing that would happen if there was something wrong.
Mm-hmm. But we had a ton of people run in our room because Thomas's heart rate, like, dropped or skyrocketed. I can't remember. And, like, all of a sudden, like, fucking 30 people showed up in our room, and I'm like, oh my god, something bad is about to happen. Like, for some reason, I really didn't want a C-section. I don't know why. Like, in the moment, I looked at Ryan, like, with the most scared eyes ever, like, I don't want a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor forcibly pulled him out, and he was fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, like, weird things. Like, you can have a birth plan all day long, and 9 times out of 10, like, nothing on that birth plan is going to happen.
Nothing. Yeah, they kept telling me, like, you need to make one. And I was like,
I didn't waste my
time.
You
don't motherfucking know me. And if I have a plan and it falls apart, I'm going to go psycho all over everyone. So I'm better off just knowing nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did, because they sent me home 3 times, and that would have not been in my plan, because I didn't want to drive 30 fucking minutes one way.
Yeah, we had Thomas, like, 40 minutes away. So, like, there was, like, 2 different times that I thought, like, I was legit in labor. And they sent me home. And then the time that I actually was in labor, Ryan was, like, forcing me to go. Because I was like, no, I'm not going to go up there again and fucking them tell me that I'm not
you
in labor
so
again.
You were so pissed at the end.
I was so mad. Yeah. I was so ready to have him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's... Well, you were 3 days late, weren't you?
2 days, but yeah.
Yeah. God.
I was just frustrated because it's, like, the whole week I was contracting, like, on and off, on and off. And then it would be, like, for 2 to 3 minutes apart for, like an hour or 2 hours, I'd call them and they're like, no, you're fine, just wait. And then one time they were like, yeah, you can come in. I went in and they're like, no, you're fine. Mm-hmm. I was so frustrated.
Listen, dude, I didn't take the birthing class, but I did take the breastfeeding class. And if you are soon to be mama, fucking take it.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, fed is best. I don't give a shit what you fucking do, but if it's something you want to do, take the class. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
But they tell you 5-1-1. Right. Contractions 5 minutes apart, lasting a minute for an hour.
Right.
So I went to the doctor. I was having contractions in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I left because he's like, nah, it's not real.
Right.
I was like, all right. And then I started counting them because I was like, these are really consistent. They were 4 minutes apart,
mm-hmm.
lasting 1 to 2 minutes for 8 hours. Jesus, because I waited for Scotty to get home.
Right.
And we went and they fucking sent me home.
I was so pissed when they kept sending me home.
Yeah.
Because then you just feel stupid. I'm like, I don't even know my own body.
No,
like,
dude. I was like, I knew it. And you told me you can't eat. And the other Allie told me you can't
eat.
And I just remember some of my friends like having these insane requests for food after they delivered. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you need to stop at Harris Teeter. And I got rotisserie chicken and ate an entire box of mac and cheese because I was like a fucking bear, dude. Like hibernating for the winter.
Yeah.
I ate all of it too. Because I was like, they're not going to let me eat.
No.
And
one thing that I wish I could do over is after I got to the hospital, they admitted me and got my epidural. Like, I wish I would have just fucking slept. Like, yeah. I had visitors constantly. Like, if you don't want people in your room all the time, tell them. Because we had a lady who had to drop her husband off at the airport, literally showed up at our hospital room at 4 a.m. and stayed for an hour.
Seriously?
Like, family friend that they hadn't seen in years, like, heard we were in labor.
Go
on
away.
Facebook. Don't post that shit on Facebook.
Yeah, leave people alone for ugh. Sure.
Like, I'm literally in labor. Go away.
Yeah. You don't have to share this. Did you poop?
No, I don't think so.
Poop?
No.
And you pushed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, for 2 hours I pushed.
God.
Yeah.
No poop. Not even a little
nugget.
I don't
think so. Well, I was without food from, I think I started in labor at 6 p.m. on one night. And the next night I had him at 9 p.m. So like literally over 24 hours without an actual like food. Like,
yeah.
Just like liquids.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have shit because I didn't put mine. I guess I could have shit. Like I could have just fell out of me just like my kid did. But
she's just lying in a pile of shit.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about it that way.
No, I asked them.
You were born into a world of shit.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Poor Nora. Rora, as Thomas called her.
Rora?
Rora.
Oh my God, so cute.
Yes.
Yeah, I always like, one of my clients is a gyno, and he was like, if a woman ever tells you she didn't shit, she's lying.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
That's what I was like.
I didn't smell it.
Right? But I was like, there's no way everyone shits. And he was mm-hmm. like, not everyone shits. But he's like, 90% of women shit.
I think I saw three people give birth.
He was way more professional than the way I just made that sound.
I saw three people give birth in nursing school, and I think two of them shit.
Well, there goes the statistic. Yeah. It's pretty accurate. Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. Sorry, Dolly's growling.
Okay, Dolly.
I definitely don't think I pooped.
Yeah. Well, another thing is like your dignity and like privacy completely goes out the window when you're pregnant and like giving birth because like literally everyone's
nothing
gonna see
yours.
Your vagina. Everyone.
Like the nurse was like, hey, do you want to breastfeed? And I was like, I mean, I hope so. And she like squeezed my titty and shoved it in Nora's mouth.
Without that boob, girl.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, all right.
This and is then, how this is gonna go.
And that was like a little intro to like,
parenthood.
When people were telling me, like, you lose all your body's not yours anymore.
No, not at all.
And, like, then when I was sitting on the toilet and the nurse pulled that bottle out and started squirting my fucking vagina, I was like, oh, man, like, this is it.
Yeah, and those fundus checks, they suck. Do you remember them pushing really hard on your belly and it hurting so bad?
Yes.
They're checking for the height of your uterus in your belly and making sure it's going back down to where it's supposed to. And it sucks.
It does. And yeah, like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's super unfair because women don't ever want to hear horror stories of labor.
No.
But like, I want to know what's up.
I want to be like prepared.
Yeah. I don't want to know that you fucking tore from your like hoo-ha to your butthole if that's what happened to you, but I do want to know that a mucus plug is a thing.
Yeah.
Because when I peed and mine fell out, I called my mom. I was like, I think my vagina has a sinus infection. And my mom was like, that's exactly what I said. And she was like, you need to call your doctor right now. And I was like, oh, what's happening? She's like, it's the first sign of labor, losing your mucus plug. And I was like, well, what is that?
I don't know what that is.
Because I've been going to the doctor for 8 months and he didn't say a thing about it.
I remember it being like super gross. Like it was,
yeah.
I didn't expect it. I didn't even, honestly, I don't remember hearing about it either. And it's real like thick.
Yo, like, it is straight up like vaginal snot rocket at you.
Yeah.
So gross.
And it doesn't always come out in one, like, piece. Like, it can be, like, multiple, like, over a course of a day or a couple of days, it'll come out.
Oh, I would have not.
I just watched a girl on YouTube, and she was talking about it. I'm like,
ooh. Oh, I was like,
glad all mine came out at one time.
I predicted that. I, like, jumped way ahead of your sentence, and I was like, you're talking about not watching epidural videos, but you're watching, like, mucus plug videos, you sicko.
No, pregnant moms on YouTube. I'm addicted to YouTube. I watch too much.
All the pregnant moms?
Yes.
Yeah, I was way too fucking caught up in my own pregnancy to, like, I also didn't realize there was a world for that. Like, I don't really... I don't know. I mean, I guess we're doing the exact same thing right now. Mm-hmm. Probably slightly more vulgar than they are. I'm sure that they're going to be a little bit nicer.
Yeah. Not as much cussing. Well, I feel like we've been good today.
Oh, I 100% have not. It's so natural for me, which is going to be a total shit show when Nora's older. Like, right now she's saying uck, but she also follows it with icky because we say yuck, and I know it sounds like fuck, even though she might be saying fuck, but then she says icky.
So I'm she's not saying the cuss word. She's fine.
I hope not, because my mom's gonna be like, I told you so.
Yeah. Thomas is 2.5 and literally, like, he's mimicking everything we say all the time. So, like, we're really having to, like, watch ourselves and call each other out, like, hey kid, like, don't say that.
Yeah, like, I hope that Nora's smart enough to be like, that's an adult word. I shouldn't say that.
Plus, he goes to a church daycare, and we're not religious, but it's a really good daycare, and you don't want your kid saying shit at daycare when it's a church daycare.
Eat shit, Bobby!
Fuck you, Bobby. Like, you just pushed me in a table, and now I have a black eye. Thanks, Bobby. Like,
God. Yeah. Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah. Nora hasn't came home with anything but, like, scraped knees so far, and I'm so thankful for that, because I don't have the maturity level to, like, walk in that school and not want to fucking fight one of those one-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't.
Apparently, they were fighting over a toy, and Thomas fell into the table. That's what they told me. I don't know.
Well, I hope Thomas got back up and punched that kid in his fucking mouth.
Pow. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
do it, Thomas. I don't know, man. I'm not mature enough for that kind of stuff.
One thing, too, that I wasn't prepared for, and you kind of hit on it earlier, was during, like, active labor, like, when you're actually, like, having the baby, like, I got super cold and chills and, like, shaking, and I was, like, super nauseous and vomiting. They told me that in labor, a lot of times people will puke in labor.
Guess is why they don't want you to eat.
Yeah. Well, that, and if you have to have a C-section and you have to be put under anesthesia, then they don't want food in your belly. Yeah, true. So... But they don't put you on all the way under, but I think it's better to not have anything in your belly. But yeah, I was like super, that's okay. But yeah, he told me that after I had him, I spiked a super high fever and ended up having like chorio.
Is that why you got the chills?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because I spiked a fever, but I've heard people like shaking during pregnancy, like because of the epidural.
Oh, I don't know. I just, that only thing that happened with me was that jaw thing, which was the weirdest sensation.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. And it was when she was coming out. Like, I know it had to be.
It's probably like adrenaline. Like, you're like.
My body knew it was up, but it didn't tell me.
Yeah. You, your body knew, but it didn't tell you.
Oh, my God. I would have died if I threw up right before I had her. I'm so, like, dramatic.
I was so scared. I think it was part, like, nerves and part, like, everything going on. They gave me a mask for oxygen. I just felt like it kept giving me all this energy so that I could keep pushing, because 2 hours to push a baby out is a really long time.
2 hours to do anything is a long time. Yeah.
Without having any sleep and any food. I told him, I was like, I cannot do anything else.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, dude. Honestly, if you are in labor, go to Bojangles
on the way there, eat.
And pack some fucking snacks and put them in your baby daddy's pocket. Mm-hmm. Because if I was offered one more fucking popsicle at the hospital, I was going to murder someone.
Or apple juice. Or...
Do you want some broth? No.
Broth is so gross.
I made her bring me 2 popsicles at once. And she was like, are you hungry? I was like, what?
Are you hungry, bitch?
Here for 12 fucking hours. Yes, I'm like, starving.
Sneak me some food, please.
God, I don't know, man.
Thankfully, Ryan was on track and he didn't eat either. Oh, it was like solidarity. Yeah,
that was so nice. I think Scotty went down to the vending machine at some point, but he definitely got something that didn't look good, so I wasn't mad about it. I can't remember what it was, but I do remember at one point in my pregnancy crying because he ate sushi in front of me, and I just started sobbing because I wanted it so bad.
I wanted just a sandwich, like a regular, like, cold cut sandwich, like, so bad. And they say you shouldn't eat lunch meat while you're pregnant. I don't care about sushi. It's not my thing. But I wanted just like a club sandwich so bad.
And you didn't do it?
Mm-mm. One time I was at Amelie's and I totally forgot, and I ate a regular sandwich, and I freaked out the rest of the day because I thought something bad was going to happen, but I was fine.
Yo, I had a fucking tick on me when I was pregnant.
Yeah, I did too.
You did?
Yeah, because we went to Yellowstone when I was like 12 months pregnant, or 12 months, Jesus, 12 weeks pregnant.
Giraffe pregnancy.
And I found a tick. I had pants on, like jeans on, and I went to change in the bathroom, and there was a tick like attached to my leg. Mm. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, Lainey was shampooing me, and she was like, I was like, that really hurts. And I'm not tender-headed. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what the fuck is on your head? And she like spread my hair apart. And my boss walked up and was like, oh, that's a tick. And I was like, okay, bitch, well, I'm 7 fucking months pregnant. Like, get it off me.
Yeah.
And they got it off. And I called my doctor. And he's like, well, you need to watch for this and this. And I was like, it's on the top of my fucking head, dude. Like, yeah, how am I supposed to look for a ring? And I'm like, I can't remember the last time I had a tick on me. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm 7 months pregnant, and now I'm going to think about it for the next 2 months. And if there's anything wrong with my baby, I'm going to find that fucking tick I flushed down the toilet, and I'm going to murder it 100 times over, because I would have only blamed it on that.
Yeah. I went to urgent care after we got home, because I was like, what if something happens to me? I don't know what to do.
After the sandwich or the tick?
No, after the tick. And he looked at me like I was an idiot. I'm like, he's like, even if there is something wrong, it wouldn't show up now. And I'm like, well, just fucking draw the labs anyways.
Jesus Christ. Seriously?
Yeah. God. Don't go to urgent care in Gastonia.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad idea. Yeah. Don't do anything in Gastonia.
Pretty much.
But yeah, unless you got something to add, girl, this is definitely going to be like a 3-part series.
Yeah, we've got lots more to talk about.
Yeah. So, unless you got anything we can cover in a couple seconds, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Oh, one thing. Yes. Real quickly. If you're a stranger and you don't know a pregnant person, don't come up and touch their bellies. Just don't. Nobody likes to be touched. Like, just don't.
I, like, am super thankful for the fact that I'm, like, aggressively unapproachable. Like, people
just...
You
have just... the best resting bitch face I've ever seen.
But I am so nice.
You're
people,
the nicest.
People don't come up to me, and not one fucking person touched my belly when I was pregnant.
A lot of my patients did. Like, a lot of my patients and like family members of patients did. And I was like, just please don't.
There was one person. I went to a hate breed show when I was like 37 weeks pregnant. And I'm sorry if you're listening. Someone like asked me if they could touch my belly, which was so cool. I was like, yes, you can.
Yeah, if you ask, then like, sure.
But then they like had a 3-minute conversation with my belly and like were on their knees, and I was looking at Scotty, and I was looking at her friend who was looking at me, and then looking at her, and it was just a bunch of looking, and then she was only staring at my belly, and I think just so engulfed in what she was doing that she didn't, I mean, it was so nurturing and sweet, but I was like standing in the middle of a crowd at a hate breed show.
I don't even know what I would do. I'd be like, what in the fuck is going on right now?
So I was glad that happened at the end of my pregnancy, because if I would have had to feel those feelings all the time, like of how awkward that was, I would have been really upset.
That's super awkward.
So yeah, that's a good tidbit of advice.
Yeah, just don't.
And it's also bullshit that you have to give that advice. Just don't fucking touch people.
Why would you just walk up and touch somebody you don't know? Like, it also makes no sense to me.
If I'm clearly 40 weeks pregnant, don't ask me what I'm due.
Yeah.
It ain't your motherfucking business.
I have a friend who's due in July. And I mean, to be honest, she looks like she's due any day. Poor thing. But like, constantly we're walking at work and like people are like, oh, when's it due?
It's like, do you actually care?
Don't. Like, what difference does it make?
That's not the icebreaker. No. Like, you can just say, this is what you say. You look amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's it. And just go.
So excited for you.
Because you don't care when it's due. What are you going to say? That's my birthday. Like, no.
That's my uncle's cousin's daughter's birthday. Like, again, I don't care.
Yeah. No. All I care about is you walking the fuck away from me.
Go away.
That's it. So, yeah. Don't touch people's bellies. Don't talk about their bellies. Steal witch hazel pads.
Yeah.
And also,
it depends.
Don't eat for two.
No, that was one of my things. You don't have to eat for two.
No, man. I was eating 2 Elio's pizzas almost every day at work. Because I was like, one for me, one for baby. Yeah. And then I was like, how did I gain 60 pounds?
Because I brought you pints of ice cream all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Don't eat for two. Let's see. What's another one?
Try to keep working out while you're pregnant, but I have not done that this time. At least walk.
Yeah.
I do walk, though.
That's good. That's exercise, man. Yeah. That's good.
It's a little bit. It makes it easier to get back into the swing of things when you're not pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say for sure because I don't know because I definitely.
You are like chomping at the bit to like get going.
Yeah.
You're like, when can I start working out?
Yeah. I'm
like,
oh. But I mean, remember, like I said earlier, I fucking hated my body.
Dude. Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. That's another episode, though.
Yeah, that's all I got. Oh, yeah, and stop at the drive-thru before you get to the hospital because they will 100% ruin your life. Unless you're on, like, kid number five and you're guaranteed that shit's going to fall out.
Yeah, you need to get there.
Overeat. Eat 90,000 calories.
Mm-hmm. Eat for 10.
Any other advice?
No, not right now.
Oh, yeah, and drink caffeine.
Oh, the caffeine. Yeah. I literally just got a Starbucks before I came here, and it's, what? 9 o'clock at night.
That's okay. I definitely followed all the rules when I was pregnant, and I really like feel like that's why I couldn't drink caffeine when I was breastfeeding her.
Because I still drink caffeine, but just not nearly as much.
Yeah. So do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
You need the energy because you're tired as shit anyways.
Yup. Part two will be happening soon. So yeah. I hope you guys learned something.
Yeah. Come back.
Hopefully
and see
only
us.
Mildly offensive.
And I hope I didn't gross you out too much.
Okay. I can't wait. Next time we do a part two, I'll know what the Twinkies are.
Should.
So we're definitely going to talk about that.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Deuces.
See ya.
Mom Jones.